Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in a coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. And don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook at the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also on MeWe, the same way. Gab, the same way. Parler, it's at the Captain's America. On Twitter, it's at Captain's America. And our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Check it out and tell us what you think. In the meantime, from FoundersCode.com, that's FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon, and good morning to you again.
Good morning.
Now, who was Jimmy Carter's vice president?
Mondale.
And Walter Mondale died yesterday at the age of 93. He was a very personable guy, and he joked around a little bit, and I remember when Ronald Reagan made a comment when Mondale was running for president, and he says, "I won't hold your age."
Right.
Yeah, it was hilarious when he said that.
Young and inexperienced.
Yep, that was hilarious when he said that. And Mondale was from, I believe he was from Minnesota, wasn't he?
I think so.
Yeah, so he was a senator there, and then he became the vice president under Jimmy Carter for one term, and people liked him because he was a personable guy, so there you go, and he will be missed. Now, we have 3,000 Minnesota National Guard troops activated, 2,000 extra police officers from three states sitting in the rears, and this is all waiting to see what's going to happen there in Minneapolis and Brooklyn Center and whatnot, but all across the country, especially in the big blue cities, they're just sitting there waiting to see what's going to happen.
Well, I think that they should pretty much know, because if you know, after January the 6th and the intelligence that was gathered there on who would be attending, you know, the January 6th events, I would imagine that there is already some intelligence that has gone out to law enforcement and or mayors and whatnot, city managers, for what could possibly be planned for protesters across the country. Anyway you go, there's going to be something. I mean, I don't think we can deny that fact.
Now, New Mexico yesterday became the third state to abolish qualified immunity for police officers. And
outrageous.
Yeah, and the largest city in Albuquerque had a lot of police officers just merely quit and walk off yesterday and said, that's it, they're done, following a protest that they had. And we're being told that the morale in New Mexico is just totally in the toilet.
You know, what's pretty fascinating is that you've got other cities and states that have done this with removing qualified immunity.
Mm-hmm.
And then you should look at the consequences. So shame on New Mexico for for doing this. It's not like they didn't create a problem here, and it's a proven result on what happens when you lift qualified immunity. I'm not too sure what they're going to do with some kind of any kind of a police force. And those that quit, I understand, but those that stay, it puts a real burden on them to maintain any kind of civil order.
Mm-hmm. Now, we had just an absolutely unbelievable quirk of fate, if you will, about Capitol Police Officer Brian Sicknick and the reason for his death. This blew the liberal narrative right out of the water. He had back-to-back strokes and died of natural causes the day after the January 6th insurrection.
And his mother knew that. She was contacted by, you know, law enforcement and as well as, media. And she said this is what the issue was. So let's also not dismiss the notion that there was a second impeachment of a sitting president.
Right.
Where Officer Sicknick was at front and center of that impeachment.
Right.
So
mm-hmm.
Now we have two impeachments that were falsely done.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how else to put it.
And we also have Kevin McCarthy stating that there will be consequences, not only for Maxine Waters, but also possibly for this.
As well there should be.
Mm-hmm.
But, Nancy Pelosi does not discipline anybody in her caucus, ever.
Mm-hmm.
And she was asked about Maxine Waters, and she said she did this for in cadence with the civil rights movement and what she said. So she's not going to be disciplined, certainly not by the speaker.
And how about Rashida Tlaib? Because one's as bad as another here, because Rashida Tlaib is just, golly, calling for an end to policing, incarceration, and militarization.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when are we going to do something about these people? We've really got some... And by the way, the people that keep her in power are the radical, I'll use the word Muslims because they are the radical Muslims that came in to that part of Michigan to vote her into office. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more. And Denise Simon, don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Poundy Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Thank you very much, Ron Edwards, and he'll be around next hour. Now, by the way, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Moss, M-A-U-S Acura. Now, if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you're going to love Moss Acura. The powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that's made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has a more rigid body, double wishbone suspension, comes with a 345-horsepower engine standard, plus some amazing creature comforts like the quilted leather seats and the front seat massagers, and boy, does that feel good. Now, Moss Acura offers home and office pickup and delivery, and their lease programs are some of the industry's best. Remember, your Moss Acura comes with Moss Care, with free oil changes and tire rotations for life, and they honor those that have served our country with the You Serve, You Save program for active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors. They're located on North Florida Avenue, right next to Moss Nissan, and you can find them online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them the Captain sent you. All righty, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and good morning again.
Morning.
Now, certainly there is plenty of stuff going on, and the GOP of the lawmakers, starting with Kevin McCarthy, have called on Nancy Pelosi to reschedule Joe Biden's speech to Congress. You know, the one that he was going to make in the empty House of Representatives chamber with nobody in it. And they want them to invite all members to both chambers of commerce to come in here, like maybe a State of the Union message.
Well, interestingly enough, they're not calling this a State of the Union
right.
address. They're only calling it a joint speech. But it's really not even going to be that because the House is not in session.
Nope.
And so now you have several Republican lawmakers that have signed a letter, and rightly so, in anger that Pelosi is, you know, she's pulling some stuff here again.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, I don't even know how to describe this woman here, but don't know where she's necessarily going to go with all of this. But you've got some Republicans that are furious. She's eliminating Republicans, period. That's just where we are.
Mm-hmm.
And let's not forget that this woman is the Speaker of the House.
Yep.
Which means she's responsible for every member of the House of Representatives.
Mm-hmm.
But she has eliminated that part of her duty altogether. She has minimized completely any kind of Republican, conservative, non-Democrat member of the House.
Right. Now, our governor down here in Florida, Ron DeSantis, was in Lakeland yesterday, and he signed a bill, the Florida anti-riot bill, which is really, well, it's the first one in the country and the toughest one in the country. But I'm telling you, when I saw what was in this, you don't want to come down here and cause a riot anywhere or be in one.
I had not read it, so I cannot speak to it. I'm just, you know, hearing snippets. But so, you know me, unless I read the whole thing, I can't really comment. But I will say this. He is putting, you know, these mayors and these police departments on notice that, you know, we won't tolerate this kind of stuff.
Yep.
In this state. And rightly so. You know, he and I would say the state has worked way too hard to get this state into a financial condition that you would ever want to risk it with some kind of nonsense that we're about to see in Minneapolis or a handful of other towns. I mean, we don't want to look like Portland. We don't want to look like Seattle. We don't want, you know, I mean, that's just where we are. You know, so I got to give him a hat tip on that one.
Well, last night on Tucker Carlson, Sheriff Grady Judd from Polk County was on Tucker's program, and he was talking about the bill. And here's the big thing that I got out of it. If you throw a rock or if you throw any type of instrument at all at a police officer, an EMT, or a firefighter, and they catch you, you are going to jail, no questions asked, automatically for 6 months.
Yeah, when DeSantis signed the bill, he actually, I think, was signing it in
mm-hmm.
Polk County, and several of the other sheriffs were there as well, mm-hmm. including Sheriff Wayne Ivey.
Yep.
Who I, you know, and yeah, yep. I've interviewed Wayne Ivey myself, so. they're just not going to mess around in this state. And I would say that is adding to the economic stability mm-hmm. Of the state,
mm-hmm.
not to mention that we are obviously a much more civil society here.
Right. Now, we have a question from our favorite question asker, so let me go over here. Okay, Bagamon Bob, what's on your mind?
Yes, sir, Ken. Looks like you're trying to transform us into a figurehead government, Pelosi, that is, trying to transform us into a figurehead government, and you're trying to disenfranchise Republican congressmen. All right, that's it, Captain.
All right, go ahead. Denise, what do you think?
Precisely what she's doing, mm-hmm. And she's not bashful about it in the least.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when the Republicans are in the minority, you know, there's lots of things that they just can't do. You know, especially like if you're on the oversight committee, you know, mm-hmm. you don't have subpoena power.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, that's precisely what she's doing.
Okay, we have another caller on the line, and this is the unofficial mayor of Clearwater or Nowhere. Wait a minute, the unofficial mayor of Nowhere, the professor of something. Okay, Ian, what's on your mind?
I'm the mayor without portfolio.
All right.
I just want to comment about this anti-riot bill thing. I'm all for it, but I see problems ahead. And hopefully smarter people than me because I'm just a dumb driver. I can figure this out. You're going to watch the left is going to try to attack this through lawfare. They're going to try to make Swiss cheese out of this anti-riot law. All the liberal communist front groups are going to try to tie it up in court.
Yep.
Okay, number two, we got laws against illegal immigration. We got laws against gun violence, so-called. I hate that term. They're not being enforced. They can pass all the laws they want. If they don't enforce them, they're no good. The rubber's going to hit the road when the enforcement comes. And number three, what about people like this creep? Yeah, I said it. Mayor Rick Friesman and that other creep in Tampa that turned the other way for the Aruhus and Black Lives Matter and whatever. There's not much Antifa here, but they're not going to do anything. The politicians here, these liberal politicians, are going to go out of their way. They're the ones who need to be going to jail, these politicians.
All right.
Thanks. Bye.
Thank you. Okay, go ahead, Denise.
Well, I don't know that I can't agree more, but you're rarely going to see a politician go to jail. I would argue maybe, well, who'd we have? Corinne Brown?
Yes.
Yes,
she was a congresswoman.
But other than that, it's just not going to happen. I mean, let's have the Department of Justice do an investigation. Let's have the Inspector General do his investigation. And then what happens? Nothing.
Yep.
Hello?
All right, let's go with one more call. Eric from Seminole, you got 1 minute. We're going to run out of time.
Yeah, Roger, thanks for taking my call. Good morning. Good morning, ma'am. Real quick, regarding the Him and Hahn by Kevin McCarthy, another leading House GOP establishment types regarding what Speaker Pelosi is or is not doing regarding the censuring or disciplining of other members. Here's the thing. Why now? Where were they? Where was the GOP when they held the House, the Senate, and the executive office? Where were they? They had the world was their oyster, but now they're going to get upset. Now we're going to stomp our feet. That's number one. Number two, regarding officer,
right.
The late officer Signet.
You got 10 seconds.
Yeah, right. Officer Signet. People knew his cause of death over 2.5 months ago.
All right.
Okay, cerebrovascular accident, atraumatic, normocephalic. That was known months ago, and look how that is drawn out.
All right, thank you. And that's it, because here comes the music in my ear. But I agree with what he was trying to get to there, Denise. Somebody's got to do something. Can't sit on it.
Well, the Ethics Committee means nothing. So if you think that somebody's going to get brought before the Ethics Committee and there's going to be a consequence, there won't be.
Mm-hmm. Well, with that said, we'll let the music bring us in, and we'll let you go play tennis today, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
All right, Denise Simon, everybody, founderscode.com, founderscode.com. Go over there, check it all out, and see what it is that she writes, and you'll know about it when it happens. All right, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
All adults in the United States are now eligible to receive a COVID vaccination after Hawaii, Massachusetts, New Jersey, Oregon, Rhode Island, and Vermont expanded their eligibilities on Monday. That coming after the U.S. passed a milestone over the weekend, with more than half of adults in the country having received at least one dose. A little more than a quarter of the U.S. population has now been fully vaccinated. And now that the jury has the case in the Derek Chauvin trial, several cities are preparing for possible unrest after a verdict is reached. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz has requested additional law enforcement assistance from other states. In a statement, Wall said he had requested the help from Ohio and Nebraska to support efforts to preserve the First Amendment right of peaceful protests while protecting public safety. Both he and Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey have appealed for calm and said that violence wouldn't be tolerated. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said Monday that the president is expected to deliver remarks to the country after a verdict is delivered. This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus. A 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout. And the bonus is yours, free. 2020safe.net.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeed it is. And this edition of the Captain's America Third Watch, our military and veterans news segment, brought to you by our friends at the National Aviation Academy. With those two locations to serve you, we'll tell you where they are in just a little bit. And don't forget that you can take a tour of one of their facilities. And here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has got two campuses to serve you so you can become a certified aviation maintenance tech. The first one is in Concord, Massachusetts, right outside Boston. And hello up there in Maine and New Hampshire and Vermont and Boston and Connecticut and Rhode Island. And also in Clearwater, Florida, right down here in my backyard. I'm in Tampa. They're on the other side of the bay in Clearwater. Now, you can give them a call at 800-659-2080 and ask to take the tour of one of their facilities. Find out what they're all about. Talk to a student or two. Talk to a teacher or two. Get your financing all set up and see what's involved. If you're a veteran, obviously the GI Bill comes involved. They've got a person there to help you. If you're a civilian, they've got the student loan applications, and they'll walk you through that, too. So there you go. National Aviation Academy, and their website is naa.edu. Now, a couple of polls came out yesterday about Afghanistan, and these were from Rasmussen Reports. Now, President Joe Biden announced last week his plan to end America's longest war by withdrawing U.S. troops from Afghanistan, and nearly half of the voters approve of that decision. Now, the latest Rasmussen Reports National Telephone and Online Survey finds that 48% of likely U.S. voters say Biden's decision for withdrawal of U.S. forces from Afghanistan by September 11th is a good idea. Now, 32% say the Afghanistan withdrawal is a bad idea, and 20% just aren't sure of whether or not it's good, bad, or indifferent. Also, you probably don't know about this one unless you know somebody that's in the military that's in this area of the world. A nervous Norway has requested more U.S. troops in their country. Now, a new agreement has expanded the U.S. military presence in Norway. There are Marines there, amongst other forces. The agreement regulates and facilitates U.S. presence, training, and exercises in Norway in the event of a crisis or war. But Norway is getting very shaky because the Russians are sailing by their doorstep, going up into the regions of the North Pole almost every day, and get very excited when those warships are out there not very far off the coast of Norway. By the way, the Pentagon is pulling out its old Afghanistan drawdown plans and reworking them for a September 11th deadline, per President Joe Biden's announcement by at the end of the Operation Resolute Support, so he says, and it may involve a small troop surge to get our troops safely out of Afghanistan. Now, that's not surprising. It shouldn't surprise anybody else, because you always need somebody to help you. You know, you can't just turn around and drive away and think that somebody's not going to try to ambush you. And that's part of the problem. Part of the problem. By the way, a duo of Democratic senators offered a bill that could block the U.S. sale of F-35 fighter jets to the United Arab Emirates after the Biden administration acknowledged it's advancing the Trump-era deal. We'll see how all that plays out. And again, who knows what will happen next. And I hate to report on something like this, but West Point officials have expelled 8 cadets and required more than 50 others to repeat a year of instruction after the most extensive cheating scandal in more than 40 years at the Army's renowned academy with a reputation for moral rectitude has happened. The honor code at West Point doesn't mean what it did years ago, and anybody that knows about the military knows what the honor code is. Now, the Biden administration has asked the Supreme Court to let Congress resolve the potential constitutional problem of a mail-only draft. Biden wants Congress, not the courts, to decide on adding women to the military draft. And again, we'll see where all of that goes. And when it comes to embracing the idea of pulling our troops out on exactly or on September 11th, many, 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 many more people are just not thrilled with that idea. Not thrilled at all. So you may see Joe Biden backing it up a little bit, making September 11th the guideline date, and that may be where they're going with all this. By the way, multiple rockets hit an Iraqi airbase just north of the capital of Baghdad, wounding 2 Iraqi security forces. This happened late Sunday. We're just now finding out about it. And Russian President Vladimir Putin is currently restricting access to a sea that's home to an important Ukrainian port city in an apparent bid to strengthen his military's ability to threaten those areas, according to NATO and the Ukrainian observers that are there. Remember, there were 2 American guided missile destroyers that were going to go into the Black Sea. And Russia said, nope, shut it down. And they did. But that ended that. By the way, the Defense Department is speeding up coronavirus vaccine deliveries to overseas bases. The top commander in Europe said this week that he faced questions about a slow roll-off, and lawmakers were blamed it on poor military planning. And he said it wasn't the military, it was the people providing the vaccine. And what's going to happen after the U.S. leaves Afghanistan? The military and intelligence agencies are racing to refine plans for countering extremist groups in Afghanistan following President Biden's planned troop withdrawal, but current and former officials warned it'll be far more difficult to head off threats to the U.S. security from afar, as they'll have to be sitting further downrange to try to get information that if they were there, it'd be easier to get. By the way, what's the top weapon our adversaries like to use these days? Well, of course, it happens to be cyber. Now, China aims to displace the U.S. as the world's preeminent superpower. Russia is currently pushing back against the U.S., sometimes with force. Iran is a regional menace, and North Korea is a disruptive player and will be for years to come. Remember, the Director of National Intelligence, Avril Haines, said in a U.S. intelligence community's annual assessment of the top threats facing the U.S. that this was indeed the case. And again, we'll see what happens with everything that's transpiring in the world in which we live. By the way, North Korea reportedly has more nuclear weapons than ever. After decades of sanctions, threats, and diplomacy, including Trump's showy summits, North Korea has now reportedly has more nukes than they've had before, and missiles. And according to NBC News, the missiles can hit the U.S. I don't think so. Hawaii, maybe, but not the U.S. mainland. And again, we'll have to see what happens. By the way, President Joe Biden has selected Mara Carlin, a well-known figure in Washington defense circles, to serve as Assistant Secretary of Defense for Strategy, Plans, and Capabilities. And in secret Facebook groups, America's military, retired and current, are talking about all sorts of things, including theories. This is a story coming again from NBC News. It says they reviewed the posts from four private and secret Facebook groups that describe themselves as solely for current and former special operations forces. Well, you've all seen them if you've been on the Internet, so you know what they're talking about. Okay, don't go nowhere. We're coming back with more of the Captain's America Third Watch. Kathy's going to take us to break. Chris Markowski coming right up.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least four times per day and inject insulin at least three times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$50,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Thank you very much, Announcer Lady. In this portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, brought to you by our friends of Relief Factor. Now, remember, I take Relief Factor and have been for about 5.5 years. I take it because of my left ankle and foot and leg that swells up and starts to hurt and throb and all that great stuff. And when that happens, I take the Relief Factor in a little packet it comes in, 4 capsules. And because it has turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, it not only reduces the swelling, but it also goes right straight to the source of the pain and either eliminates or lowers it altogether. So that's a good thing. And it's 100% drug-free, and that's even better. Now, it's 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins. It also supports a healthy response and helps healthy joints and muscles and helps the healing process. So, for $19.95, that's all it costs for the 3-week quick start. $19.95 gets it all going. Don't forget, relieffactor.com/captain, a website they gave me to send you to, relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there, check it out, and I'm telling you, it works for me, and hopefully it will work for you. All right, good morning, Mr. Watchdog, sir.
Good morning.
I'll tell you what, yesterday was an interesting day. I woke up. And I turned on the television, not knowing what I'd see. And, of course, there was the defense lawyer laying out his case for the Officer Chauvin. I was very impressed with the presentation he made. I didn't realize some of the stuff that he put out there and the way he presented it. I thought it was very good. Now, they did something at the end, okay, which tells me that there may be a verdict known by the judge. He says that they weren't going to take the verdict of the jury. They were going to let the jury decide, but then the judge was going to have the final call on what was going to be done. So that tells me they may have made a deal with the judge. I'm just saying. I don't know that to be true, but I talked to an attorney yesterday, and they seem to think that's what was going on here. But in the meantime, this judge, Judge Hannafin, turned around and blasted the bejesus out of Representative Maxine Waters for the comments she made in Brooklyn Center, where she actually was inciting a riot.
Yeah, again, it's a shame as these politicians try to inject themselves into our legal system. I mean, we've seen that happen when it comes to the pressure they like to put on the Supreme Court. And, you know, again, we're supposed to have three equal but different branches of government, and they really like to push against that. We're seeing that now because they don't like the composition of the court, with the court packing idea that's being floated out there. And again, this is a justice system. This is a criminal case. And, you know, Maxine Waters gets herself involved before the jury, has decided anything. And maybe there is something that's already, you know, predetermined, but you end up putting that information out there. You can, you know, the defense attorney can come back and say that's grounds for a mistrial.
That's correct.
And they have to do things all over again.
That's correct.
Yeah, my opinion, I know we were talking before and you're saying, hey, they throw her out of Congress. That's not going to happen. No, what they should do, they should make her pay for the, if there's a retrial, make her pay for the entire thing, for crying out loud. And it's taxpayers are going to have to pay for this.
Well, Kevin McCarthy is going to introduce a resolution to have her censured today. And the representative out of Georgia, Marjorie Greene, the one that they tried to boot out earlier, she's vowed to introduce a resolution to have Waters expelled, but that's not going to happen. Now, censure?
Even if you're censured, they do this. What does it mean? I mean, you get censured. Does anything actually change? You know, Maxine Waters getting censured by Republicans, she's going to go around and she's going to use that like judo. And say, look at, you know, the racist Republicans doing this, and she's going to use that and wear it like a badge of honor. You know, there's no teeth to any of this stuff. It's like a strongly worded letter. I mean, come on. It's silly.
All right. And Eric is saying perhaps the jury should have been sequestered. Well, yeah, and there should have been a change of venue. And the judge made a mistake over the weekend by sending them home because you don't think they didn't go home and turn on the television?
Yeah, that was most certainly a mistake. They probably, you know, in a case that as high profile as this, should have been sequestered and most certainly should have been home over this, because again, you know, it's difficult not to pay attention to anything that's going on that, you know, you flip the television on.
All right, now there's a movement afoot because of what happened with the Major League Baseball All-Star game in Georgia to take the antitrust shield that the Major League Baseball has, thanks to the government, and it could be removed. It could be gone, as they say in baseball when you hit a home run.
Yeah, but at this point in time, I mean, the reality of baseball is a bit of a dying sport here in this country. Ratings continue to drop. Younger people just not that interested into it. I don't know, who's going to start another baseball league to challenge them at this point in time? Who's going to, you know, go out there and float that type of money to do something?
Japan, if you want the honest answer, Japan, because they love baseball over there.
Well, yeah, they do over there, but again, yeah. You know, you're gonna try to, you know, people will be watching Japanese baseball. I mean, they tried during the pandemic, people were watching what was the Korean or the Taiwan or league or something
correct.
Like that.
Correct.
You know, I suppose if there's nothing else going on, but you know, other than that, I think it's gonna be difficult.
All right. United Airlines is in trouble. They have said that they desperately need traffic for profit, as their losses are just piling up on top of each other, higher and higher.
Well, yeah. Well, and again, you know, they're going to continue to look to the government to give them more and more handouts. But you know, the reality is United as well. I mean, a lot of these major airlines are going to be suffering for a while. The decrease in business travel. I mean, that's not picking up much at all. You know, some of the European nations are starting to open up. Word yesterday that Greece is opening up for Americans without having to quarantine if you've been vaccinated and the various different things, the protocols you go through. But you know, it still is a long way to go before we get these airlines even close to where they should be.
Now, would you be surprised if I told you that Facebook is censoring anybody that criticizes Black Lives Matter because the co-founder of Facebook, that would be Zuckerberg's partner, donated millions of dollars to the Black Lives Matter group?
Well, I haven't gotten nailed for that yet. I mean, when I post my rundown for my podcast or radio show and I'm talking about Black Lives Matter, and, you know, I might mention it, you know, there, I haven't gotten hit.
Do you
that
flag
yet.
It? Do you flag it?
What does that mean?
Hashtag Black Lives Matter.
Oh, I've never used a hashtag.
Well, then don't. They won't bother you.
Yeah, you know. Okay, yeah, I don't bother with that.
All right. Now, the other thing is the United Kingdom, and this is the first country, I think, that's doing this. The United Kingdom is seriously considering using Bitcoin as their digital currency.
Yeah, I have a feeling that they'll probably go ahead and they'll use their own digital currency if they head in that direction, because then their central bank will actually control it. Like China is really pushing to do right now. You know, this goes forward. The foreign policy tactic that we use called sanctions is going to be useless, because these nations will be able to evade any sort of sanctions via this digital currency. China's smart. They're pushing this digital currency, this digital yuan, to be an alternative to the dollar as a reserve currency globally and give people an alternative. They've come up with some pretty very, very interesting ideas to compete with us moving forward, and we are just we're just way too many steps behind right now. We really got to pick up our game.
Now, Amazon.com in Alabama, where they just had the union voted down, has filed a complaint with the National Labor Relations Board, accusing Amazon of misconduct. And they've asked federal officials to set aside the results of a recent election there that voted down the union.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me.
That happens a lot, by the way.
Yeah, they don't get the result that they like, and they're gonna come right back when it comes to that. I don't know. Maybe they'll be able to get a revote in the situation. But I mean, it seems kind of silly.
What about this GameStop deal? What's going on there? I keep hearing the word GameStop mentioned a lot of things.
Again, yes, it's a store that sells video games, and you want to believe in the valuation of that. Most of the people can buy these things online. I don't.
Okay, I will talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel. Stay low.
You got it.
All right, Chris Markowski, everybody, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Chris Markowski, go over there, check him out. And on the weekend, he's on about 250 radio stations. Many of you listening to me right now.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.